Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Light of Inspiration and Motivation, a caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. I'm so excited to be back on the radio with you live on today. We want to apologize for last week. The studio had our time all mixed up. We had a beautiful show planned for you, and which we will give you later on during the year. But today we want to thank you for tuning in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, evangelist Norma Chapman, with our beautiful co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. We have a great show prepared for you today, but as always, let us bow our heads and have our opening prayer by our co-host.
Amen. Greetings and blessings to all that's connected this evening. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you today. We praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your name. We thank you for allowing us to be a part of the beauty of this brand new day. Oh, Lord, we know that it's the same name, but we know it's a new day. Each and every day, you daily load us with your benefits, and we say thank you. As we lift up this nation, Lord, and pray for the nation, for the healing for the nation, oh, God, in the midst of darkness, that love would come forth like never before. We pray that those connected today would receive a word of encouragement, that they will walk positive in the beauty of this brand new year, embracing the newness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We want to thank our co-host for that awesome prayer. Yes, listeners, today we will be bringing you a whole new topic. We want to say Happy New Year to all of our listeners out there, and we do pray that this year will bring you peace, happiness, joy, and above all, prosperity. We know that we're still living in some perilous times, and we know that income and other situations have set us back, but through it all, we know God has been there for us, and he will continue to be there. Today's topic will be a new beginning in a new year. Yes, a new beginning in a new year. Before we go into our topic on today, let me give you the scriptures that we'll be coming from, Proverbs chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. We also will be talking into the book of James, the first chapter and the fifth verse. Now, I'm going to give you a little emphasis on today's topic, a new beginning in a new year. Facing Your Fears show today with your host and our co-host and also our guest. We will be talking about getting ready to start a new year. Starting this new year off by focusing on all positive things and actions that wasn't accomplished during the past years. Note, I said the past years. I mean years and years of trying to do something and it continued to stay negative. We were moving and still wasn't going anywhere. This year we're going to try and make everything possible that God has in our path to make it come true. So we're going to use all of that negative force. We're going to put it into positive thinking, positive actions. Today's episode is about getting ready to start a new beginning by moving in a positive direction. In order to succeed without setbacks and obstacles, you must first set your mind to accept what you can change versus what you cannot change. The Serenity Prayer gives us the words to pray for when things occur in our life. Some we can change and others we cannot change. But we need to have wisdom and understanding on how and know the difference of what we can and cannot change. The Bible also tells us in the book of Proverbs how we can get wisdom. Proverbs is a book about wisdom. If you read the book of Proverbs, you can gain more and more wisdom. Why? Because Solomon asked, when God asked Solomon, what do you have me to do? He said, Father God, I want wisdom, I want knowledge and wisdom. Above all, he asked for understanding. We will get into that as we continue our show on today. Also in the book of James, the first chapter and the fifth verse tells us what to do if we need wisdom. He that like wisdom, let him ask for it. That's what the book of James, the first chapter and the fifth verse tells us. On one may wonder as I'm speaking, I need to know who to ask for this wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. Only God. You must ask God for everything we are standing in the need of, including wisdom. That's why the book of James tells us, he that lack wisdom, let him ask. Ask who? Ask God for it, and he will freely give it to you. We must ask God for everything, as I said, everything we're standing in the need of. Stay tuned in on this awesome topic on today and learn more about getting wisdom, knowledge, and above all, understanding. With these gifts from God, we can accomplish our goals and our dreams. So I'm going to yield here. We also want to bring into the studio and welcome him back for the year of 2021. Our good friend out of Tampa, Florida, that is none other than Mr. Stephen Smith. Good afternoon, Mr. Smith. How are you doing on today? And Happy New Year's to you.
Well, thank you, Evangelist Norma. Happy New Year to you as well and all the listeners today, as well as Pastor Smith. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm doing really well today.
Thank you. It's another day.
I'm glad to be alive, and it gives me the opportunity to share this evening and just have that opportunity to interact and start working on all these plans that I've made for myself this year.
God bless you, and we do pray that all that you're asking and seeking that God would grant it to you and that he would pour out fresh anointing upon your life as well as Pastor Smith and myself and all our listeners out there. We pray that this year would be a productive year for you. We pray that a lot of things that were going wrong in 2020 would put it behind us. And we're in the year of 2021 now. And God is about to change things. Regardless of what happened over in Washington on yesterday, remember, God is still in control. And he knows that was going to happen before the year of 2021 exists. So what we need to do is stay focused on God's word. Stay focused on God and what he has, the plans he has for us. We cannot do anything about some situations that's going on in our nation and around us in our city and state. But we can pray and ask God to make a change about our lives. Ask God, God, what do you want me to do? In spite of all that I'm going through, dear God, I humble myself to you. I give my life to you. I seek you for all guidance. Everything that I'm standing in the need of, Lord, I cannot do nothing without you. I can't even open my eyes in the morning. I can't even move my limbs in the morning. I can't even begin to think without you giving me a sound mind to think. These are the things that we want to do if we haven't been doing it in the year of 2021. God is still there. He's been there years before today and many more years to come. He will still be God all by himself. Remember, we're talking about today before our co-host get into her study on today. And then before she starts, we are going to go into the book of James 1 and verse 5. And when we read that, then we're going to turn the, then I'm going to yield and let her come in. And she's going to give us a lesson on Proverbs chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Remember, listeners, we are talking about wisdom, knowledge, understanding, new beginning, positive things versus negative things, and we're talking about prayer because we must pray in season and out of season. And above all, we must keep the faith in all that we do. And remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome subject on today just by pressing that number one on your phone. And when you do that, we will gladly and happy bring you into the studio with us to answer any questions or discuss any thoughts that you may have, or you just might want to share an experience that you had in reference to our topic. Feel free to press that number one. I'm going to yield now and bring into the studio with me our co-host once again, and we're going to go to James 1 and 5 real quick. And Brother Smith, since you're in the studio with us, would you like to read that verse and give emphasis, a little small emphasis on that before our co-host take over her lesson for today?
I'd be happy to. Thank you, Evangelist Norma. I really like talking about wisdom. It's really important, and I know I'll wait for a little bit. I certainly want to address, you mentioned the Serenity Prayer earlier, and that's something that I've said to myself over the years when I do need to have wisdom from God, but I'll address that in a minute. I'm going to be reading from the book James, 1 James, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. I think that's really, really impactful. It just tells me that if I lack any wisdom, that I just need to ask God for that wisdom. And I guess really that's where this serenity prayer comes in for me. It comes in, God grant me the serenity to accept these things that I cannot change, and the courage to change those things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference between the two. And that would be the wisdom that God would speak to us. And if we ask, I know that he answers us, and he helps us to make that spiritual discernment to make a good choice. And so with that, I turn it over to Pastor Smith.
No, I'm going to come back and just elaborate on a little bit what you just said. That is very important that we realize that, well, as I said in the beginning, there are some things that we can change. And there are some things that just our hands, even in our household sometimes, even in our everyday lives. You know, I used to be one to worry about something when something comes up and would be anxious to prove innocence or be quick to defend myself. But at some point, we have to stop and think and say, now, Lord, this is out of my hands. And when we dig and we dab and we continue to go on and on about things, we make a mess out of it. We make a big confusion out of it, misunderstanding. But when we sometimes just think and just stop and say, Lord, show me the difference with your wisdom. Give me the wisdom to know that what I should do in certain situations. We have to learn how to turn things over to God. Now, some things God give us power to control, but we must do it with diligently with the understanding that he gives us and the knowledge that he sends from above all the wisdom that he would grant us to know how to go about doing things and what to say, when to say it, when to shut our big mouths up. I had a problem with that. Sometimes I still do talk too much. Just talk. And used to be one that think that I know everything and didn't know nothing. Didn't know sometimes we don't know things, but we assume that we know and we'd be 100% wrong. But when we go to God and ask God to give us the understanding, and most of all, be able to accept someone else telling us we're wrong. We cannot always get upset when somebody, sometimes everybody not against you. We're against ourselves. You remember we had the show about take a look in the mirror, look at your own, your biggest enemy, your mouth, you know? And my pastor at my church always teaches about the tongue. Because what comes out of the mouth of the man is already in the heart of man. And these are the things that's negative in our life that we should be trying to make positive. Now, I'm not putting a finger at nobody. I'm talking about Norma Chapman, Evangelist Norma Chapman, because I was one that was guilty of these things and still do. God is still working on me every day of my life, cleaning up mistakes and craziness and foolishness that I created in my own life. Why? Because I didn't have understanding. I didn't ask God for knowledge. and I didn't pray about it, and I didn't seek wisdom. And this is how we get caught up in situations. And this is why I had this show today and the topic today, because in 2021, I want to turn all of this negativeness into positive things. I want to do what thus said the Lord, and I want to be able to help others. As I climb and as I walk down this path that God is leading me to go down, listeners, I want to help everybody, because we all are fighting and hoping for the same thing. That is to see our Jesus face and to make heaven our home. And we got to come together in unity. We must start down here on earth. And that's my little bit I had to say. I had to beat up on myself today, but the truth is the truth. When we face our own fault, then we can go out and help somebody else. How could you help somebody else when you are not living the life yourself? So we want to be thoughtful and mindful of how we are, so we God can equip us and elevate us and renew our mind and renew our spirit within us, so we can help those that are standing in the need and need to be helped in the same situation that the mess that we once was in and God brought us out. We want to be able to help them in the same aspect. Co-host.
Good evening, good evening. Blessings to all that's connected, and Happy New Year. I am so grateful to be in the studio today with Evangelist Norma Chapman and Mr. Smith this evening. Happy New Year's to you, sir, too, as well. So glad you're here with us this evening. I just want to go right ahead and chime in with you all today on the topic. Today we are talking about getting ready to start a new beginning. In other words, we're already in a brand new year. We are already in 2021. 2021 is brand new. 2021 has never been before. We're on the seventh day of the 365 days in this brand new year. In this year, we are talking about positive change. In this year, are we ready for change, or are we comfortable in the place that we're in? It's vital that we understand the time. Only God, who the owner of time, can redeem time. So when we look at the fact that we have been blessed to transition into a brand new year, praise God, first of all, we come in with the heart and the desire to what? To examine our own self and to see where those things that I have not done that I want to do, or haven't done as good as I could have done, or haven't done what I should have done. And we assess ourselves, and then we make those necessary changes. In other words, what we do, we come to a place where we reclaim. After we reclaim, then we can redesign. After we redesign, then we can lay a solid foundation to build. And when we build, we won't build negative, because we'll bring all the negative bricks down. And then we put up positive bricks in our lives. Those things that are not only helpful to us, but are helpful to us to be a blessing to somebody else. So this afternoon, as we're talking about being positive, talking about the shifting, we're in this new year. What is it that you desire to do that you haven't done? Has fear been something that's kept you from doing it? Has procrastination been something that's kept you from doing it? Assess those things and go to the Lord. He even gave us a key scripture here. One thing we can know about God is, he say in James 1:5, we don't have to face the problems of life by ourselves. We don't have to face the problems of life in our own wisdom. It's insufficient. In the time of tests and trials and issues and situations and circumstances in life, we lack spiritual insight. When we lack that spiritual insight, we don't have to feel down. We don't have to feel embarrassed. We don't have to feel ashamed. We should go to God and tell him about our issue. Listen, let me help you with something. He already knows, because he's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. He knows everything. All we have to do is go to him and what? Ask. All who are, he'll give it, and he'll do it liberally. You don't have to worry
that God will be angry because you're asking him for wisdom. He wants you to ask him for wisdom. We can't properly serve him without walking in wisdom. What is wisdom? The quality of being wise, the ability to make right judgments, to judge properly between what's right and what's wrong. God is pleased when we are teachable. The worst thing you can be is unteachable. When you are teachable, you're already positioning yourself in a positive position. When you are teachable and trackable, we all, can I tell you something? In some space and place and time and situation or circumstance, we all lack wisdom. The Bible does not give specific answers to the innumerable problems that arise in life, but it does, look at here, it does take you to the one that solves them, and his name is Jesus Christ. Whatever the problems are, God is available. Not only is he available, he has the answer to every situation. He has the answer to every problem. So whatever it is, if you lack it, don't feel bad about it. Go to the Lord. Ask the Lord for what it is you know. Lord, give me wisdom. We see in the book of Proverbs, and I want to go over there, Proverbs chapter number 4 and verse number, I'm going to actually back up to 5. It says verse 5, 6, and 7. It says get wisdom, get understanding. And it didn't say just get it now. It said, when you get it, it said here, forget it not. Don't forget it. Why? Because it's vital to you being able to advance. It's vital to your territories being enlarged and your borders being stretched. It's vital to get it, and don't forget it. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. And what we find out here is that Solomon's father, David, had taught his son to what? To retain his sound advice and thus live a life that counts. You, living a life that counts, what does wisdom really do? But wisdom positions us to live the life, praise God, that reveals the characteristics of Jesus Christ. That was major concern with his son. His major concern was for his son to get wisdom and understanding, which really means to live for the Lord. So whatever else Solomon did, he should never do what? Just like you and I, never forget. Don't forget it, because only the life that's lived for God is the life that really counts. And to live that life, we must walk in the wisdom of God. Then we know how to walk in positivity. Then we know how to check our attitude so it don't interfere with our altitude. With a bad attitude, that's a negative. So what we do, we pull down all the negativity and begin to build on the positive. Why? Because the positivity opens doors for what? For us to become stronger, for us to become wiser, for us to become better, not bitter. We're looking around us right now. We have to be wise in the situations that's going on in the world. We have to be wise in what? In our prayer for the nation, in our prayer that God will heal the nation, in our prayer that God will turn the hearts that are evil and dark to hearts that are loving and caring and forgiving and uniting. Nothing can take away darkness but light. Nothing can take away hate but love. We have to walk in wisdom. So the wisdom today, as we go into this new year, is for us to embrace, search ourselves. We are so quick to search others, but let us put time to search ourselves. Let us examine ourselves. Find out, what is this thing you keep putting on hold? What is this thing? Somebody needs you to step out on it. Somebody needs you to go ahead and take that leap of faith in that positive arena. So in the year 2021, as I finish, in this year 2021 that you entered in, and I pray every one of us entered in stronger, wiser, and better. But know this, you have not just entered into a year of greatness, but I pray you have entered into a lifetime of greatness. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We truly want to thank our co-host for such a beautiful lesson on today. We do have a caller. And we're going to bring that caller into the studio at this time. Caller that's calling from area code 757. Last four digits of her number or his number is 3936. Again, caller from 757 area code. Last four digits of a phone number 3936. Bringing you into the studio as good afternoon, caller. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Yes. I would just like to say I enjoyed the message this afternoon, and I will be listening in more often because I'm facing some fears myself, and I just want to get it right with God.
Amen. And where are you calling from, caller?
Virginia.
Virginia, welcome, welcome, welcome to Faith in Your Fears Radio Talk Show. And anything that you're standing in need of here on Faith in Your Fears, we try to encourage you that whatever fears that's in your life, when you give your life to God, you're saved.
Yes. My problem is I face a lot of rejection.
Okay.
And persecution.
Now, okay, but you know that Jesus, when he was in the flesh here on earth, he faced a lot of that. So he said that we will go through that because he said the world, because he's already overcome the world. So the Bible encourages us when we get downhearted of fear, what's facing us in life because of our obstacles, because of a persecution, because of rejection, or because people don't understand us, or people don't want to listen to us. Fear
don't want to give you a chance.
Yeah, the Bible what did the Bible tell Peter to do? When he go and people do not want to join in with him or agree with him, he told him to leave. Go out, take your sandals off, pray, dust your feet, and be separated.
Shake the dust from your feet.
Learn, but we have to learn in life that God brings us through things so he can bring, he's not going to bring you to the caller, he's not going to bring you into nothing that he will not bring you out of.
Amen.
Or being rejected, you keep doing what does say the Lord, because if you wasn't doing what's pleasing to God, they wouldn't be trying to reject you. The only person reject God tells to do is the devil and his workers. And you're not going to get evil people to agree with you. So you have to look beyond their faults. Pray for them. And you keep asking God, now, God, you lead me and guide me in the path that you would have me to go. This is what we have in this lesson on today. Knowing the difference, what you can change and what you cannot change. Cannot be accountable what someone else is doing. You only accountable for your action. And let me tell you something. Don't feel like you're the only one that feels this way. I'm an evangelist. And when I first started out, I felt that I was being rejected. Sometimes I feel that I'm rejected now in all my endeavors that I do for the community and the different organizations that I'm in. But I can't let that stop me. I can't just fold in and give in. The Bible says he that endureth to the end. And we have to stay focused. We have to stay prayerful. We have to stay with God. Caller, do call back. And then go on Facebook page, Norma Chapman, Facing Your Fears. Connect with us. Pastor Smith, she's going to give you information. Mr. Smith, connect with us. And also you can connect with me on my Facebook page. Send me through Messenger your number, and I will call you one-on-one. And we will continue.
Well, I'm a member of Pastor Smith Church.
Amen.
Oh,
she's already in place to have all those issues resolved. She's new. She's new with us, and I'm so glad she has joined with us. Because all of those issues that she has discussed, they will be resolved through the power of the Word of God and the power of prayer. She's new with us, but she will be relieved of those issues as she listens and applies the Word of God.
That God bless you. Listen, you are with a praying woman. God has connected you with an awesome woman of God. And if you stay there, be steadfast and unremovable, always abiding in the works of God, you will overcome these fears. And the next year, you'll be able to give us a testimony. But I had booked the show today for an hour, and then I have a meeting on today. So I said, well, I better do a half an hour. And that time has come. And look, like every time I book a 30-minute show, it get interesting. But let's do this, co-host. Let's come back next week. We do have a guest going to be on Facing Your Fears next week. But the following week, we will do part two of this. And call
Amen.
A call back.
Amen.
And your friends and families to call in, and all of our listeners out there. I pray that, I know the show was short today, and I apologize to you, really, because when we be talking about these things, look like God be giving you more and more and more and more what he wants you to dish out and what he wants his listeners and his people to know. But stay tuned in. Call back in next week at the same
yes,
time.
Yes, I will.
Also, listeners,
Amen.
Stay tuned because we will be going live. Pastor Smith and I will be going live on Facebook, YouTube, and
yes.
all other social media starting next week. Yes, you will see our face. And we will be
Praise
doing
God.
Some other things there on live media talk show. We will be with StreamYard, and we have a big show coming up for you. Now, if I go over 1 minute, Pastor Smith, we might as well continue the show, because even 1 minute, I still have to pay for an hour show. So we might as well go on to listeners, stay tuned in with us. We can go on and discuss a little bit more about today's topic, because it's 5:01 now. So I still have to pay for that whole hour because we went a minute over. But I wanted our listeners to know about our new beginning and 2:21. We will be going live, listeners, yes. And then next week also, what day is that, Pastor? On the Doris, on the 13th, we
on
have a
January
big show
the
coming 13th. Up.
January
yeah,
13th.
We'll be sending out, and also Mr. Smith. Stephen Smith, he's a part of this on
yes.
next week.
Yes, he is.
And I want to do a salute to all of the radio hosts around the globe. And you're going to be tuned in on YouTube and Facebook and so many other social media that we will be letting you all know through text messages how to tune in for this awesome special show that I have coming up on the 13th. Because God showed me that we all need to connect and be united. It's not just about you. You know, when you reach out and try to help others, and when you're united together, not and spiritually united and in friendship and with love, God can elevate us all. It's not all about climbing the ladder by yourself, because you may miss a step.
Amen.
Have to fall back down on the person behind you may have to catch you to help you continue to climb. So be careful how we climb, because you can always miss a step there and have to fall in the arms of someone else that's coming up behind you. But if we climb together and support each other and lean and be helpers one to another, we can be able to travel this road that God has us all on. And since we done went over, way over the time, Pastor Smith, I'm going to say a little bit more about wisdom and understanding. If you're going to buy something, the Bible, that's what Pastor Smith was discussing in Proverbs 4, verses 5-7. And the Bible tells us to keep the command. Get it and keep it. Keep it in your mind. God tells us he bring all things back to our remembrance. So when we get into a situation and not know which way to turn, left, right, go forward, go backwards, then we should just stop and say, now, Lord, I'm lost here. You know, even if he brings you back to the beginning, go back. Go back so you can be able to go forward without any hindrance in your life. And it tells us that to preserve in the guarded who keeps their way in a godly wisdom. You got to have not your own wisdom. You have to have godly wisdom. The Bible tells us earthly wisdom is foolish wisdom. Our wisdom is foolish, but God's wisdom is godly. It will not lead us astray. It will not lead us into a situation where we are caught up against the wall and not no way out.
He's going to always be there. Why? Because we are walking in his guidance. And he's not going to lead you up against a brick wall. But let your friends and family lead you and see what's going to happen. Or try to lead yourself. I'm 100% that you would fall into a disaster. You would fall. You would be your head and hit a brick wall. Why? Because you're doing it on your own. So the Bible tells us to guard that wisdom. It's a godly wisdom, and it will turn to be watched over and over again by God, because you got it by that wisdom. When you got it by God's wisdom, the Bible tells us that it would be turned into being watched. I mean, God would watch over us over and over and over again. And get means translate a common Hebrew word for purchase. Just like when you buy something. You know, when you buy something expensive, you take care of it. You cherish it. That's the same way we should do this wisdom that God given us free. We don't have to buy it because it's not bought with silver and gold. It's not bought with that. Wisdom doesn't, you don't buy wisdom with silver and gold. But it also tells us that there is a great emphasis here, that wisdom and understanding are the most important acquaintances that we could have. You have to have them both. Once you get wisdom, you got to have understanding. Solomon said, Lord, above all, give me understanding how to lead your people. He gave him knowledge. He gave him wisdom. But Solomon recognized one thing, but Lord, I still don't have understanding how to use the wisdom nor the knowledge that you've given me. So we have to seek understanding as well. And also, I want to just say shortly before I turn it over to Mr. Smith, is that we should love, we should, rather, a person must stop desiring anything else and desire love and exalt and embrace only the one thing that part of what it means to give up one's life for something. You know, God gave up his only begotten son to give up his life for us. For what? For what? That we may have a right to a tree of life and that our sins may be forgiven. So all of these things here is a lesson that teaches us that we cannot go through life knowing on our own, with our own understanding. We cannot go through life with our own guidance. We have to be guided by God. And we have to seek him diligently in prayer, supplication, and then we must have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So through all of our ups and our downs, through all our obstacles that occurs in our life, we got one thing that we can be sure about. When we got God, we got everything we need. When we accept his darling son Jesus into our lives, that's all we need, listeners. That's all we need. We good to go. We good to go because why? He's going to give us everything that he's going to equip us with, everything that we need to go through the journey that he's going to take us on. And if you're already on a journey and you're not finished, he's going to continue. He's going to continue to guide you through. I'm going to yield here and let our guests come in and speak again. And shortly after them, we're going to turn it back over to our co-host. And we're just going to keep moving, listeners. Mr. Smith.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is a great message today. I know that in my past, I was making all the decisions. You know, I've known God. Jesus has been in my life since I was, 20. So I think I was 20 years old when I accepted Jesus as my Savior. And, being honest, I didn't always walk in a close walk there. And I kind of got myself into a point where I was just making the decisions and not relying upon God's divine guidance in my life. And as a result, I ended up making some pretty poor choices. Not to say that some good things didn't happen, they did. But, I put myself in a bad situation by making some pretty poor choices. Well, the moral to this story really is that when I finally realized I needed to put God first in my life, my life started to change. I say that I turned over the bus, driving the bus, to God. And he took control of the steering wheel and was guiding my life. And I had to turn my life and my will over to the care of God and put myself second. Another thing that I had to recognize is that I had to get selfish before I could get to the point where I wanted, because I had always desired to help people. I wanted to, you know, help the community like you were referring to earlier, Evangelist Norma. And I wanted to do things for people and help them and fix them. But what I had to do is to be selfish first and fix myself and commune with God, learn what his purpose for me was, and then define that purpose and then turn it around. And then I could get selfless after I had taken the time to work on myself first. And whenever I've run up against difficult situations, I use these words a lot, you know, I had to overcome the obstacles that I had created in my life and break through the barriers that I put up so that I could break into the light from the darkness that I was in. And God shines the light into our lives and gives us the opportunity to be able to overcome anything that we might be experiencing and then to learn, although it might be difficult to recognize at that moment, that the difficult challenges that we go through were there so that we could learn and grow from those experiences and become stronger, just like you said, Evangelist Norma. And that then we take those strengths that we've learned from the most difficult, painful experiences we've ever had to be able to share that wisdom from that experience with other people to give them the opportunity to recognize, hey, look, it can be different. And with the divine guidance of God and as Jesus Christ as my Savior and role model, I just work on a path of just trying to do my life according to what it tells us to do in the Bible. And ultimately, for me, that is a servant of the community and serving other people and serving the underprivileged and people that are suffering from, you know, various addictions and things, and to help them recognize that in the darkness there is a light. That light is within ourselves, and it tells us that that's with, that we are children of God, that God is within us. And so we just need to bring that out, step into that light, and, you know, life can become really enjoyable. And I think that that's what God wants us. He tells us our lives will become abundant. He'll give us anything that we want. But what we have to do is put him first and make sure that we're doing his will. And then everything that we would ever want, I believe, will come to us as a result of doing what we were designed to do. And that would be that expression of love, understanding, compassion. And so I'm really, really grateful to have this opportunity to share that little story. Thank you very much, Evangelist Norma.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Smith. All right, listeners, remember you too can press that number one on your phones. And if you have any comments, questions, or just want to share your thoughts on today, if you have a testimony, you're welcome to do it. Or if you just want to just elaborate on or emphasize on what we're talking about, because God has been good to all of us. And we have a long, long, long way to go. And we still must keep pressing. We must keep pressing. We must keep pressing on and on and on. I want to say to our listeners on today that when we feel that the whole world, I'm not just talking about one or two or three people. When we feel that everybody we know except two people have rejected us, have turned on us, or are not in our corner, God says that he's there. That's why he said, put trust in no man. Put all of your trust in him. We're going to go through trials and tribulations down here, listeners. We're going to have some for us, and then we're going to have some against us. We're going to have people right there in our own family that's not for us. They're going to want to see you fail at everything that God put in your path to do. But you're not getting your strength from them. You're not getting your guidance from them. You're not getting your wisdom from them. You're not getting understanding from them. And you also are not getting any knowledge from them. You are looking to the hills on today, which cometh your help. All of our help comes from God. And do not get it twisted. I didn't say it comes from your pastor. I didn't say it comes from your church members. I didn't say it comes from family, your best friend. No. That's all will fail. It's sinking sand. But when you stand on the word of God and stand firm and be steadfast and unremovable, always abiding in the works of God, he will be there to carry you through. Put all of your cares on him, he says. He tells us because he cares for us. He's not just saying that. These scriptures are not just written. The Bible is not just written just for us to read. It's written for us to take heed to. It's a guide. It's a guide for us, for our lives. The stories that's in there is a confirmation of what God can do, what God have done, and what he still can do. He has the power. We may read about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We may read about Daniel in the lion's den. We may read about Moses when he had to go to Pharaoh, I guess trembling, or whatever. We may read about Jacob walking, and then the Daniel, about the walls of Jericho. We may read all these stories, and we may just say, they're not just stories. The same God that brought them through is here today, this minute, to bring us through whatever trials and tribulations that we may be going through. Listen, we have some great guests scheduled to come on Facing Your Fears. We have Mr. Oliver Thomas. He's going to be coming on Facing Your Fears. He'll be on next week as well. The salute to all of our hosts around the globe that's hosting in various cities and states. He's one of the guests next week as well. He's doing a tremendous, phenomenal job here in the city of New Orleans on WBOK. I know a lot of our listeners, you probably, if you live in the city of New Orleans or in the state of Louisiana, there was a big thing about Ross's grocery store where the owner was there on yesterday there in Washington, D.C., protesting for Trump. And we as black people always with a buggy in our hands going to Ross's to shop. And here he is up there fighting against Democrats and with all kind of craziness there in Washington. And we're going to be having a big thing on tomorrow. Tune in to WBOK 1-12:30 on your AM radio station with host Mr. Oliver Thomas. And I do have a number for you. While I bring back the co-host, I'm going to get that number and come back and give it to your listeners out of New Orleans and Louisiana that's in the area where you can pick up WBOK at 12:30 on your AM stations. And I'm going to give you the number to call from 7 o'clock tomorrow morning or until 8 o'clock. There will be ministers and different officials that's going to be discussing this situation, and we need to get it together, black people. We need to get it together. We need to know our priorities, and we need to stick together. This is a race that we need to wake up and smell the coffee, really, and we need to come together in unity, you know. And don't think that all white people are against us, because they're not. I got Mr. Stephen Smith on the phone, and he's one of the white men I know that love. He's not racist. He has racist nowhere in his heart. He's right here with us. Tune in on today with us. And he has nothing but love in his heart for all races. And that's what God wants us to do. Not no black, white, green, Creole, purple, whatever color you are. If you got the love of God in your heart, we should unite together in unity. For there's unity, we certainly will find strength. Co-host.
Good evening, good evening. I am just really enjoying the show this evening, but I want to just chime in quickly and say to you, no matter where you are, remember, praise God, that we serve a God that loves us so much that he'll reach way down past our issues, past our situation, past our circumstance, and he'll lift us up. clean us up, turn us all around, and place our feet on a solid ground. We have all gone through something. Life is going to happen. There are ongoing challenges in life. They're not going to stop. Tests and trials will come. But I encourage you to press, because truly there are blessings in the pressing. Don't you quit. Don't you stop. Don't you give up on your hopes and your desires and your dreams. They were not made just for you to have dreams. They were made to come a reality. I say even to our caller this evening, don't be discouraged when people reject you. Many of times they're not really rejecting you. A lot of times in rejection, people are rejecting themselves. We sometimes take it personally for us because we have not yet really figured out where the real rejection is. What God has for you is for you. And we just thank God for all those that are connected today. Be encouraged. Be inspired in this new year. Don't be robbed of your joy. Don't be robbed of your peace. God did not give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us love. He gave us power, and he gave us a sound mind, and he gave us that with a purpose. Not only is that, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. All that other stuff I'll add to you. In times when people are being mean to us for whatever reason they have chose, listen, don't let it stick to you. I'm not saying it's not going to make you feel a little uncomfortable, because yes, we are human. Oh yes, we hurt. Oh yes, it makes us feel a little bit uncomfortable. Oh yes, it does. Oh yes, but listen, gird up your loins and press in. Don't allow, praise God, your dreams to be stalled because of what somebody else say or what somebody else feel or what somebody else think. God said, I got a plan for you, and my plan is to bring you to an expected end. My plan is good, and it's not evil. So don't spend your time focusing on those people that are doing things that are evil to you, praise God, but keep your eyes on the mark, which is Christ Jesus. I just thank God this evening, praise God, because when I even look back on my own life, praise God, I see times in my life when I suffered so many different things, but I was always encouraged, and a lot of times I had to learn how to encourage myself, and my greatest encouragement came when I began to take the time to get in the Word of God instead of finding out what people had to say, what people thought, how people felt. I began to want to know what God said. What did the Word of God say about it? What is God's report? Whose report am I going to believe? Am I going to believe the report of the world that says I can't? Or am I going to believe the report of the Lord that says I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me? Never give anybody that much power over your life to where they bring you to a halt, to where they stop you, to where they put you in a place of sadness and you can't come up out of that place. Caller, I want you to know today that God loves you. And no matter what you have gone through, you continue to press. You continue. We are going to be getting together with you soon. And I assure you, as the Word of God says, lead the people to me. You don't lead them to anybody. We don't lead you to us. We lead you to Jesus. We take you through the Word of God. We take you through the steps of what he said. And you will come up. And you will come out. And you'll come up. And you will come out into a wealthy place. A place, praise God, where you know who you are. And more importantly, you know whose you are. More importantly, you know, praise God, that the only one got the nails in his hand is the one that laid his life down for you. The only one that's been pierced in his side is the one that loved you so much that he laid it down. They couldn't take his life. He laid it down. So as we look in this new year, praise God, and we move forth in positivity, let us embrace the positive and let us just disconnect from the negativity, praise God. Those things, praise God, that are setbacks, those things that are hindrance, those things that are obstacles, those things that come to pull you down instead of push you up. This is a new year. Sort out those things and separate them. Embrace the positive and release the negative so that you can live in every area of your life and not die. Declare the works of the Lord. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Before we bring Mr. Smith back on and give you some important information on how you can tune into his show, Town Hall, Getting to Know. Yes, he is the host town hall, getting to know him, doing some wonderful things there, and his part of the of our country, which is San Antonio or Florida, close. It's near Tampa, Florida. He's going to give you some information on him. But listeners, I also want you to know that Facing Your Fears love you. And we're going to be doing more on domestic violence again this year. We're always going to have the word of God. I don't care what we're talking about. We're always going to connect God with Facing Your Fears. But we'll be talking a lot about domestic violence and sex trafficking and alcoholism, these fears that people every day life, even economic, what's going on around us today. I know a lot of people are suffering through this pandemic. We're going to be bringing on guests that can help you and give important information on how you can seek help in the areas of not here in Louisiana, but around the globe, of how you can get help for yourself and important information on what you can do to help your own communities to grow strong. You see, it's not just about the fight. It's not just for one person to get 10 people to go out and do. This is all of our fight. We all have to be able to stand strong and be able to help one another to get through this pandemic and all other obstacles that we may face in the year of 2021. We came through 2020, and we're going to get through 2021, but we won't get through by fighting against one another, by being rebellion against the word of God. We're not going to make it that way. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. The Bible tells us to seek ye the kingdom of heaven and all of his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. And it also tells us to lean not to our own understanding, but all of our ways acknowledge God, he shall direct our path. And I'm reminded today in the scripture in Romans, the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, the first and the second verse, beseech you, brethren, that you shall present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Jesus Christ, which is your reasonable service. And verse 2 tells us that we should not, with our mind, be not renewed to what's going on in the world, but by the renewing of your mind, that we can prove what is acceptable and the good will of God. We've had shows on that about the renewing of the mind. We have to renew our minds, listeners, in 2021. We have to renew our minds with three things. What? Asking God to give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and above all, understanding. And while I'm talking, I'm going to just tell you all, you can contact me on Norma. All lowercase letters, Norma_Chapman@yahoo.com. Also, you can visit my Facebook page, Norma Chapman, Facebook page, Facing Your Fears, Facebook page, What Faith Can Do. Also, my ministry page, To Be Friends in Christ. God is good. I'm asking God to renew my spirit in the year of 2021 and pour down fresh anointing upon my life that I may be able to lead and do the things that he have put in my path to do, that I can hold firm and stand firm on his will, doing what's pleasing and acceptable in his sight. I'm not trying to please man. I don't serve man. I'm just sorry. I do not serve man, but I serve God, who is still alive today in my life and in your life if you accept him. We're going to let our co-host come. We only have a couple of minutes left in the show. Believe it or not, listen, we only have 2 more minutes left. Mr. Smith, very, very shortly, come back on and get some information about yourself, and then we're going to have our co-host to give the information how you can contact her. We're going to have to close the show exactly at 5:30 on today, okay, Mr. Smith?
Excellent. Stephen Smith, thank you so much. I appreciate everybody that was listening today. God bless you. Thanks for all the call-ins. Join us on Thursday on Facebook. We will be with Evangelist Norma. We've got a bunch of great people on there that are doing and honoring the radio talk show hosts. I also do a regular town hall get to know, as Evangelist Norma said. That is on Facebook. You can check us out VTHELWN Foundation. That's on Facebook. Check us out. We're also on the web, www.lwnfoundation.org. And it's all about our resource platform for helping people achieve the best quality life they possibly can for themselves. We appreciate you, and I look forward to seeing you around. Just look us up, send a message if you want to reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much.
Pastor Smith, very, very quickly.
You can connect with me on Facebook, Doris Smith. On Facebook, I have all the information posted about the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation through the Word of God and the power of prayer. On Facebook, Instagram, Doris Smith. God bless you.
God bless you. Father God, we thank you for another great opportunity to come before your people on today to share a word of wisdom, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all our callers on today. We do pray that, Father God, you continue to bless them, Father God. Whatever they're standing in the need of, we stand in the gap for them right now, asking that you may bless each and every one of us. And, Father God, we just give you the glory, the honor, and all of the praises. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. And listeners, the show is this is the end of our episode, our show for today. Stay connected with us. Look for us live on Facebook and tune in next Thursday at the same time, 4:30. God bless you and God keep you. Goodbye now.